But even as we focus on an introduction, an overview of the glimpse of heaven that the Apostle John has given, the real point is that heaven will be a time where we can learn more about Jesus. But that ought to be our goal now, as we seek to worship him as we ought, as we seek to learn more of his word and apply it to our daily lives. 676. And the real point of heaven, of eternity, of the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth, is that we shall be ever and forever with the Lord. The hymn is 250. Come, dearest Lord, descend and dwell. And we have the assurance that he shall return, that the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city, the eternal state will descend, that the present will pass away, the present of heaven and earth will pass away, and there shall be no more sea. And all of this is possible according to what he has promised. He shall descend because he arose. Up from the grave he arose. 206. And as the manifestation of the eternal kingdom appears, the new heaven and the new earth, so the hymn 678, Christ shall have dominion over land and sea. This is not a hymn promising a future millennium, but sometimes we misunderstand the terminology. He rules and reigns even now, but there shall be a clearer manifestation, a visible manifestation of the kingdom, 678.
Yeah.
Please stand. We're going to ask Brother Dan to read. We're going to read the entire passage, verses 1 through 10 this morning, although we're only going to deal with the introduction this morning in verse 1. But please stand as we read the overview of the passage, verses 1 through 10 of chapter 21.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers